From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The Venezuelan government has detained two opposition leaders after an election that it claimed cleared the way to create a constituent assembly to rewrite the Constitution. The Supreme Court deemed Leopoldo Lopez and Antonio Ledezma as flight risks, saying they violated terms of their house arrest. In a video statement, Lopez said his arrest was unjust. Lopez, the former mayor of Caracas, has been held for more than 3 years in military jail, was only recently freed to house arrest. Condemnation to the apprehensions have been widespread. Stefan Dujarric is a UN spokesperson.
The Secretary General is concerned that an escalation of political tensions will distance the country from a path conducive to finding peaceful solution to the country's challenges.
And the White House spokesperson is Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
The vice president spoke with Mr. Lopez just last week, and he and Mr. Ledezma are political prisoners held unjustly by the Maduro regime. The United States condemns the actions of the Maduro dictatorship, and we hold Maduro personally responsible for the health and safety of both men and any others seized by his dictatorship.
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson described the arrests as alarming. The U.S. imposed targeted sanctions Monday against President Nicolas Maduro. Malawi's former president, Joyce Banda, told Reuters Tuesday she is innocent of corruption charges issued by the government Monday. An arrest warrant has been issued. Banda, currently living in the U.S., is wanted for alleged abuse of office and money laundering, part of a wide corruption scandal in the African country dating to 2013, known as Cashgate. This is VOA News. Vice President Mike Pence is in Montenegro, final stop on a European tour that included stops in the Baltic states and Georgia, where he took aim at the Russian military presence.
At this very moment, just 40 miles from where we stand, Russian tanks sit on Georgian land in South Ossetia. Today, Russia continues to occupy one-fifth of Georgian territory. The United States strongly condemns Russia's occupation of Georgia's soil.
Pence said relations with Moscow will likely not improve until its destabilizing policies toward Ukraine and its actions in Iran, Syria, and North Korea change. He said President Donald Trump would sign tough new sanctions targeting Russia over its backing of pro-Russian separatists in Ukraine and alleged meddling in last year's U.S. election. Pakistani lawmakers Tuesday elected former oil minister Shahid Khaqan Abbasi to replace Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif. Mr. Abbasi, an ally of Mr. Sharif, was easily approved by 221 votes in the 342-seat parliament controlled by Mr. Sharif's ruling Pakistan Muslim League Nawaz Party. One of those lawmakers is Marvi Menon.
I think you will see a continuation of the great policies of the PMLN and with the same vigor that has been going on before, because at the end of the day, we have to deliver for our people and we have to come back in 2018.
That's when Pakistan is scheduled to hold its next general election. Mr. Sharif had to resign Friday after the Supreme Court disqualified him for not declaring a source of income, a matter disputed by the former prime minister. More violence in Afghanistan. A suicide attack on a Shia mosque in the western city of Herat killed at least 29 people and wounded dozens. A city police spokesman said there were two attackers who began shooting before detonating explosives. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. Last month, the UN assistance mission in Afghanistan said in the first 6 months of this year, a record number of civilians, more than 1,600, had been killed. The bodies of 8 migrants were discovered at sea off Libya's coast Tuesday as rescuers pulled hundreds of others to safety in the dangerous crossing aboard rubber dinghies. Nearly 95,000 have been brought to safety in Italy so far this year. Brazil's lower house of Congress is set to vote Wednesday whether to put President Michel Temer on trial for corruption for allegedly taking bribes from a meatpacking executive. A two-thirds vote is to accept the charge would force him to step down for 180 days to face a Supreme Court trial. The U.S. Senate overwhelmingly approved former Justice Department lawyer Christopher Wray as the next director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation to take the place of James Comey, fired by President Trump May 9th. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.